Module 4, Creating a Lesson Plan. A lesson plan is an outline that can both keep you on track and give you plenty of options. While the lesson plan is a guide for how you will manage a particular workshop, a well-designed lesson plan will also allow you to really enhance your training. Planning for the basics. A lesson plan may remind you of being in school and having a teacher flip open a plan book. That really is what you are doing here. A good lesson plan won't just keep your training on track, it'll help you to ensure that you have included all of the required elements in your training. In addition, a good plan has a few extra elements to it that will help keep you on track. The introduction. Sometimes a trainer is so focused on delivering the training that they forget that they also have to introduce themselves. Your introduction at the beginning of the session, whether you do it yourself or someone else introduces you, helps to establish your credibility as a trainer. Are you a subject matter expert, someone who has been where they are and has a good understanding of their needs? Is there something compelling about you to the participants that they need to know? Wrap-ups. If you can start your training by considering your wrap-up, you will bring some enhancements that other trainers don't. For example, you'll want to end your training with a strong call to action so that participants make the intended changes to their behavior. Sometimes that means providing them with that call to action in an empty form at the beginning of training so that they can build it throughout the day. Other times it means creating it as a part of the summary or evaluation. Whatever way you decide to wrap up the day, this is an essential element of your training plan. Activities. Activities are designed as places and times where learning takes place. They are also a way to engage those different types of learners on levels they relate to, and allow for the self-directed learning that you are designing to take place. Don't just throw in an activity because you think it's time. Plan things that are meaningful to your training. We'll cover different types of activities later in this course. Breaks. Planning breaks and mealtimes is as important as your training itself. Starting and ending training on time, including the times that you design for breaks, shows your participants that you value them. When it comes to breaks, you can also plan them strategically when you have exercises taking place. Designing exercises that will be finished as a break starts means that people who finish up early can leave the room and not distract the participants who want a few extra moments. Lunches. Lunches are an interesting part of your training plan. If you can afford to have lunch provided with the training, it's a nice way to keep the group together and have them grow a little closer over mealtime conversation. If participants must bring their own lunch, encourage them to share the time together, again for some connecting or networking. If you can avoid having your participants wander too far at lunch, for example by shopping or sightseeing if they are from out of town, then you can avoid their commitment to the class leaving with them, and they will return on time. Adding slack time. There are several different ways that you can build some flexible time into your training. Having participants help to design the training, perhaps by selecting which objectives you will cover in the training, is one great way to do this. Secondly, keep in mind that training is all about your participants. As trainers, sometimes we are so excited about the potential for growth that we can cram way too much into the lesson design. Keep your materials content-rich so that you can have excellent training, but don't feel that you have to incorporate everything that you know just because you can. Meet your objectives, be participant-centered, and design your lessons well. The best way to build in some flexible time is to deliberately create a couple of spaces in your day that are light so that if you do need to incorporate something extra, or if people get engaged in a particular learning opportunity, you won't have to race to get through the rest of your material. This means that you have a couple of topics that are optional that will add to the training if you can include them, but can be left out if needed. Creating a Plan B. A backup plan is an important contingency in your training plan so that you can avoid disaster or at least minimize their effects and maintain your professional decorum. We've probably all heard about speakers who put on their lapel microphone and then forget to turn them off while going to the washroom. One trainer we know was ready to provide a 90-minute breakout session at a conference. She had checked the room out ahead of time, tested her laptop and slides to make sure they worked, and checked that the lighting was okay. She even spoke with the audiovisual technician and tested out the microphone. Everything seemed fine until the session started and she spoke. Someone from the next room, which had been empty when she did her testing, stuck their head in the door and explained that she could be heard in all the rooms on that side of the hall. She had to take off the microphone and project her voice in order to be heard by 200 people. Here is another example. A car with four participants starts out on a two-hour journey to attend training, and a tire blows out. By the time the tow truck arrives and the tire is fixed, that carload of trainees is now 2 hours late for your session, which you started on time. Is your program flexible enough to allow you to have groups working simultaneously yet be in different places in the program? Can you help those four trainees get caught up at lunchtime? How will you handle these kinds of unforeseen adventures that can test your mettle as a trainer? Case study. Julian wafted through his training with no clear plan in mind. His trainees, Fred and Don, stared at him in disbelief. Neither had learned one single thing. Julian had failed and needed a different approach. But a new approach meant more work, and Julian had no time for that. Fred suggested that he begin anew and look at things with a fresh set of eyes. Don tried reasoning and explained that his approach lacked clarity. Julian considered and acknowledged that his training didn't cut the mustard, but that proper planning didn't suit his style. Fred and Don knew they had to save Julian from himself and forged a plan to help him out. Together, they formulated a plan that would rival military plans of attack and provided Julian with a life-altering training alternative.